Antibiotic-resistant bacteria on the rise, causing great concern among public health officials. Interestingly, now researchers are looking to the old Eastern Bloc for possible solutions, namely viruses that kill bacteria. The Soviet Union invested heavily in the use of these viruses, called bacteriophages, to treat infections. And Sarah Reardon wrote about renewed Western interest in bacteriophages for Nature magazine. I'm pleased to welcome her to our show today. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Why did the Soviets devote a lot of research to bacteriophage research? Didn't they have access to antibiotics?
Well, they actually did not. For a lot of the earlier part of the century, antibiotics, people have been researching bacteriophages, which are viruses that attack only bacteria, since the early 1900s. And then when antibiotics came along in the West, everybody went towards those. They were these new magical drugs. But because of embargoes, the Iron Curtain, the Soviet Union never had access to the new drugs, so they just kept working with the viruses to fill their needs.
Did the treatment using viruses to kill bacteria in humans ever gain popularity outside of the Iron Curtain?
It really never has. People have talked about it some, but nobody has really started working towards it in a big way. It's not legal in the United States. Europe starting to think about it a little bit more, injecting some of these viruses as treatments. But no, really the most of the work has been done in Georgia, Poland, former Soviet bloc countries.
Why isn't it legal in the United States? Is it dangerous?
It's not believed to be dangerous, insofar as we know. It's just never been studied. There have been none of these therapies approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
Are there certain diseases it's particularly effective for?
Well, it's being used primarily for all sorts of bacterial infections. This could be something like a burn wound, for instance, that that you would get. You would take one of these phage cocktails, and these phages will go, and they'll only kill bacteria. They don't target human cells. They don't target mammalian cells. So theoretically, it should be safe. They'll just get rid of the bacteria for you.
And they target specific bacteria, each different viruses for different bacteria?
Yes, that's right. There's seems to be almost an infinite number of these phages out in nature. Each one of them is very specialized to a specific species of bacteria, and you can find them fairly easily. The way that some of these researchers go about doing it in the Soviet countries, former Soviet countries, is literally just go out and stick a bucket in the river, pick up what they've got, and then find out which viruses in there will kill bacteria. And it's not very difficult, it seems, to find something that will work.
Since we can build up resistance to antibiotics, couldn't we also build up resistance to these phages?
Well, again, there's an infinite number of them in nature. Nobody's really too worried about that. If you build up resistance, you just go find some more. That's what they've been doing in Georgia and some of these other countries.
We have all kinds of good bacteria in our bodies, which sometimes get killed off when we take antibiotics. Does the same thing happen with phage therapy?
That's a really good question, and that's something that researchers are starting to think about as we're starting to think about reinvesting in this area with the rise of antibiotic resistance. There's a group at MIT, for instance, that has that's working to develop a line of bacteriophages that only target bacteria that have a specific antibiotic resistance gene. So say we've got E. coli in our guts. It's a normal gut bacterium. We've all got it perfectly harmless. But then there are also strains of E. coli that are harmful and might be resistant to our antibiotics. So what you could do is you could have an E. coli bacteriophage that'll go in and kill only the specific ones, and they're working to engineer those right now.
So it seems to me like this is very promising. Does it look likely that if I wanted this kind of therapy because I happen to, at this point, have a real problem with antibiotic resistance in my body, that I'd have to go to a former Soviet republic?
The The researchers in those countries are saying so. It's one large research institute called the Eliava Institute in Georgia. They say that they're seeing a growing number of people coming in into the country to get phage therapy because all other antibiotics have failed for their condition. And they say they're talking with a lot of doctors in other countries who are wanting to get phages shipped to them to treat their patients with.
How difficult is it to engineer viruses to kill off a certain kind of bacteria?
Well, it's probably very, very difficult. There are some new genetic editing techniques that can be used that will simplify it a little bit, but it'll be quite a long time before we actually see these ones at MIT, for instance, being translated into a therapy that would be useful in humans.
You note that pharmaceutical companies are reluctant to get on board with this research. Why?
It's kind of untested waters a bit.
Aren't all new drugs untested waters until they're tested?
Oh, absolutely. And there are some companies getting interested. This is just something that's so very different from what we've had before, where we make a chemical compound. This is something that is arguably something of an organism, a virus. And there are definitely some companies that are interested. This one in particular in France is behind a new clinical trial that's starting up there. They're doing the same thing where they go out and find viruses in nature that will attack only a specific kind of bacterium. And that what they're going to be doing is testing them in burn victims, people who have had some sort of horrific burn on their body that's become infected. They're going to try and treat them with some of these viruses that they've found. And then if that doesn't work to kill the infection, then those patients will get normal antibiotics. But this is going to be one of the first trials in Western countries with bacteriophages.
One researcher you spoke with hoped that phage therapy would be treated like the seasonal flu vaccine. What did he mean by that?
One of the reasons, as you said, asked about why it's been difficult, companies have been kind of nervous to get into this area, is that it's not like you just go out and you make penicillin, which is one pill. Everyone's going to be taking the same thing. You can buy a bottle of it year after year. It's exactly the same. Bacteria are going to be developing resistance to these viruses over time. And if you run out of the viruses, you're going to have to go out and get more from nature. So the exact cocktail of viruses that you're going to be taking is going to be changing over time. And so we don't want to keep having to reapprove every new cocktail every single year because that would be very difficult. Drug approval is a very lengthy process. So what researchers are proposing is that it's treated more like the flu vaccine because the flu also evolves year after year. We've got a different strain that we make a vaccine for that we give to everyone that's going to be the most prevalent one that year. And so what they're proposing is that we treat phages in the same way, that we just kind of have like the phage cocktail of the year that that people would receive.
Isn't there another problem? The Supreme Court recently ruled that you can't patent genes found in nature. I would assume pharmaceuticals might find that a reason not to want to get into this.
Yes, absolutely. It's probably not much of a moneymaker for them.
Sarah Reardon wrote an article about bacteriophages for the current issue of Nature magazine. And I want to thank you so much for talking with us. But even though this sounds promising, it sounds like I'm going to have to ignore Vladimir Putin's politics and go to a former Soviet republic if I want to have this kind of treatment.
Well, hopefully you won't need it.
Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thanks a lot for having me.